Good afternoon. We just finished the group session. So this is what happened. The first part of the session was a very, very long blessing from Source. Those who are into Bible concepts, the blessing was Aaron's blessing, which in Hebrew is called the Birkat Kohanim. It's a very powerful and beautiful blessing, an overall blessing for all areas of our lives. It was very long. Next, we work with the ascension pendulum, sending ascending light, which is an aspect of divine light that helps us lift up our entire frequency to the level in which we need to be on the ascensional level. And it's a very uplifting frequency that was also pretty long. Next, we transmitted with the archangel pendulum and the Hamba pendulum, the vibration of divine love. Next, we work transmitting three crystalline luminous energies in the ranges of violet and blue colors. These frequencies were aimed at helping us create our own spiritual reality and helping us empower our personal sense of purpose and direction. So where do we each and every one of us want to go to empower that drive, that motivation, the strength to be able to remain focused and empowered in that which we want. We also transmitted with the pendulum Reiki Master and through the white bead within that pendulum, the angelic or the higher frequencies of Reiki, which are angelic frequencies in this pendulum. And finally, we transmitted another blessing from Source. And at the end, there was two messages. The message number one is that all the group of persons who have signed into this healing session, which there are more than maybe 200 people, because we have different lists in the Spanish group, the English group, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So among all the people, there is a common lesson or a common path in which we are now. And the key word for that path is invention. It's like if we are feeling limited in our reality, it is time to start inventing new things, new ways of doing things. So when this message came, the image that I got was, I don't know whether you know that in France, they have been forbidding those who are not vaccinated to go into hospitals and also to go to restaurants. So people are inventing their new ways of going out and having fun. So in a very beautiful and gentle pacific way, they are going out to the main streets in France and they open up the blankets and the napkins and they sit in the floor and peacefully they eat and they bring their food because they cannot go to the restaurants. So this is a new way of inventing your reality, doing something new because life is putting blockages in your way. So the invitation is don't feel limited, but actually use this opportunity of limitation to open up and to invent new ways of being, thinking, behaving, and creating. Apologies because there's music coming in now, maybe through this audio. Finally, there is a message coming from God Source. It came in Spanish, so I'm going to translate. So please apologies because it's a direct translation. We are one. We can do anything that we want if we keep ourselves within this essential unity that we are. In unity, nothing lacks. Everything is perfect. Elevate yourself towards the perspective in which you are in unity, in oneness, and you will see as I see you. And you will feel how I sustain you and how I sustain your potential because I am seeing you in this oneness. Don't be afraid. No one can overpower you or overrun you or conquer you when you remain in this internal unity. no one can win over you and no one can really access you and attack you when you are holding this internal unity. Keep very firm in this oneness with me inside of you. Also, there is more and more people waking up. If you are among those who have already woken up, congratulate yourself. But now please help those who are waking up and those who are walking behind you. We are one. Do not lose the perspective. Do not lose the view of this oneness. I love you. Drink plenty of water. Rest. I hope this session helps you and at least uplifts your spirit. Many, many blessings. Bye.